This is Joanna Schrader reporting for Domestic Fuel, and I am here today with Jim Macias with Fulcrum Bioenergy. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Joanna.
So, Jim, I want to start off a little bit and tell the readers of Domestic Fuel exactly where Fulcrum Bioenergy is located and sort of a little history about your company and your technology.
Sure. We're located in Pleasanton, California, which is in the San Francisco East Bay location. We are developing an operating company that converts waste into transportation fuels, electricity, and chemicals. Specifically, we convert municipal solid waste, ordinary household garbage, into renewable fuel, ethanol, and electricity is our principal products. We use thermochemical gasification, closed loop gasification, to gasify the organic energy that's in the waste stream. This is waste streams that is normally landfilled and buried in the ground. We convert it into a syngas, and then we use a catalytic process to convert that syngas into 100% ethanol. And as a byproduct, we also produce electricity with the process.
Great. And then, Jim, you have your first plant being built over in Nevada, close to Reno. Is that correct?
Correct. Our first plant is located just outside of Reno, Nevada. It is fully permitted. It is engineered, equity financed. We're in the final stages of documentation closing on a DOE loan guarantee that is the final piece of the financing, and then we're going to quickly start construction and have the unit producing ethanol at the end of 2012.
So before we get there, how did you pick Nevada? What was it about that particular area that caught your attention?
Reno, Nevada is a very attractive ethanol market for us. Reno imports all their ethanol from the Midwest. They pay a 20-25 cent per gallon transportation cost. So it's a very attractive market for us. It is, our site is located in the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, which is development that has all the infrastructure for industrial facilities like ours. It was a good site. The landfill that the waste is being diverted from is very close, and the blending stations are also very close. So it's got all the market conditions, the infrastructure conditions, and Nevada had very clear permitting requirements and path. They have the stringent requirements as other states, but they do have clarity on what's needed, and the permitting process for us just got reviewed by EPA and signed off on and endorsed. So Nevada was a very attractive market for us to go to for our first plant. So, after that, we have 20 other sites in 20 states across the country that after this first plant is operational, it'll be the first commercial plant. We will then roll out these standardized plants across the country.
Okay, and Jim, to put it, just kind of to put it into context, how many millions of gallons of fuel do you think you'll be producing per year once you're operational? And then, how many megawatts of electricity will one of your plants produce per year?
Well, the first plant is, the first plant in Reno will produce 10 million gallons of ethanol and 16 megawatts of power. When we complete out the build-out of these 20 initial plants, that will get us to 1 billion gallons of ethanol production. And that's been our target and goal. We've secured the feedstock for these 20 projects around the country, but it gives us very significant scale. Our whole business is we're going after making a big dent and hitting on imported oil. We like municipal solid waste. It's in large volumes. It's the one feedstock that we've seen that has the economic fundamentals for us and has the volume that you can have an impact on imported oil in scale, and it's just these 20 projects will get to 1 billion gallons gasoline displacement per year.
So now let's circle back. So you have everything in place. You have your technology in place. Your permitting's in place. You've identified these different locations. You have most of your funding in place. Now let's talk about the DOE. So the DOE loan guarantee program has had some ups and downs. You know, they've been slow historically these past couple of years to make their awards, and once people have been awarded to actually give them the funds. And now there's talk that our current policymakers in D.C. are actually going to try to not only get rid of the program, but actually try to rescind the funds from people who've been awarded under that program for the past several years. So from your perspective, Jim, I mean, how important, you know, for not only for yourself, but for this country, is this DOE loan guarantee program?
Sure. Let me try to put it in perspective. It's always difficult. It's very challenging for first-of-a-kind commercial plants to get fully funding in normal economic times. And federal support for new technologies like this, loan guarantees play a very valuable role in helping closing the funding gap. We've raised all the equity capital to construct it, including coverage for potential overruns. And the DOE loan guarantee provides a very important step to help these emerging technologies. It's often used to get emerging technologies commercial, and then it backs off and the businesses are self-sustaining or on their own after that. It's very helpful in normal times. In these current economic conditions, it's absolutely critical because there is no bank debt. There is no bank market, capital market that's available after the financial collapse. So the loan guarantee programs play just a critical role in helping these technologies that are ready for commercial demonstration to get there. Our plant will start construction this year. I'm calling this is the year of construction, not just for us, but for several new emerging technologies, especially in the biofuels sector. There'll be several starting construction because of the support from DOE. So it's absolutely critical. Now for us, we started the loan guarantee program about 2 years ago. We're in the final stages of documentations on the loan. We were accepted several months ago. We've gone through extensive due diligence with DOE. They have hired independent technical reviewers, financial reviewers, environmental reviewers to review and sign off on the project. We've entered into additional contracts ourselves with third parties as the conditions that DOE has wanted to see as part of the loan guarantee program. As I mentioned before, we've raised the equity side that's needed for the project. It is contingent on us closing on the DOE loan. And then now to just stop the program, which was in H.R. 1, it advocates just eliminating the entire program, as you said. Mm-hmm. It just abolishes the program. To do that at this late stage, where we are with this new wave of really promising, good, renewable technologies, domestic fuel, displacing imported oil, lower cost than gasoline from oil, it would just be a shame. It would set back industry. Our project would come to a grinding halt. The jobs would stop that are going to be taking place. Our economy is struggling to recover. This would just be devastating to our breaking our dependence on imported oil and reducing the price of oil. It would just be a shame. And what I hope Congress, I know that we have some very tough issues. The budget is very important. We do have to make reductions in our expenditures, but I hope that they can be smart about it and differentiate between investments like this in our future from other expenditures, and especially pulling the rug out on programs after it's gone this far. And companies like us, we've spent $3 million on the process alone. Mm-hmm. It would be tragic if that should happen.
So, Jim, have you stepped back to reflect how it is that when we're in a current state of, you know, a long-term recession, you know, oil prices are, you know, more than or hovering around $100 a barrel. Gas prices in California have tipped the $4 a gallon mark. Economists are predicting this could be the year we see $5 gasoline. And many economists are saying, you know, we'll never see $3 a gallon gas again. So have you stopped to reflect on how it is that when we're in this situation, we have a government who could even consider stopping a program that moves renewable energy forward?
I agree with that. The only way we can get back down to $3 gasoline is to support and help renewable fuels come into place. For example, just if you just used the energy that's in MSW, in ordinary household garbage that's currently landfilled across this country, and tapped that energy potential and turned it into fuel, you could displace 20% of the gasoline in this country. That's 20% just from using waste to fuel alone, let alone electric vehicles and more efficient vehicles and biodiesel for commercial vehicles. I mean, all these are critically important given what's going on in the Middle East, given what's going on with the economy, given what's going on with the price of oil and the devastating impact it has on our economy. We should be pushing full force on all these domestic, renewable, cheaper, cleaner technologies, and every technology in the energy sector, mm-hmm. going way back, has needed some policy government support to show the support and the future for the industry, to spur the investments, the private investment, the companies like ours, to take on the challenge and the risks and get the success that leads to where we need to be. And this is something that crosses political lines. It's, to me, it's an absolutely clear, crystal clear path where this country needs to go. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what do we need them to do, you know, or to say to help get this message across that we need the DOE to keep this, or, you know, our government to keep this DOE loan guarantee program in place and these other programs in place so that, to your point, we can see $3 a gallon of gasoline again instead of seeing $5 a gallon gasoline?
Yeah, I was in Washington last week meeting with members of Congress on the subject, and while there were people who supported the H.R. 1 version, which obliterates the loan guarantee program because of stimulus, they didn't like what the previous Congress had done. When I talked about where we are with our project, what we're doing, the process we're in with the loan guarantee, where we are at this very late stage, and to stop it and pull it out would have this kind of an impact on domestic renewable fuels, on jobs, on backtracking on commitments, both in the public and private sector. They didn't like that, and we're not aware that there were those kind of consequences and ramifications, and it was helpful to educate and make people aware of the consequences, mm-hmm. of doing this, and that's why I appreciate organizations and publications like yourself doing this, just helping get the word out and make policy makers aware of the consequences and the conflicting priorities that are there, and help make smart choices and not just knee-jerk shoot from the hip, mm-hmm. actions that have these kind of consequences.
Where can people go to get more information about your company?
Go to our website, which is www.fulcrumbioenergy.com.